The Strathalbyn community has come together to hand make 200 poppies for Remembrance Day. Red poppies for fallen soldiers, purple for drafted animals lost in war. You can see them brightening up the empty shop windows on Dawson Street, along with memorabilia from the local RSL, where you can also buy badges and rosemary sprigs today to support legacy. Linda Mundy is the woman behind it, founder of Strath Local and the Christmas Action Team. She joins me now. Hi there, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Jenny. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And thanks for sending through some photos. It looks really striking, Linda. Where did you get the idea to get the community together to make all of these beautiful poppies?
It just sort of came to me one night because there's an empty shop in Strathalbyn's been, it was three shops that turned into one and then the business left. And so there's these huge, great eight windows, basically, sitting there doing nothing. And in June, I thought, because of COVID and all the pageants and everything were getting cancelled, I thought to myself, well, maybe we could just decorate the windows and brighten up the town for Christmas. Yeah. So I contacted the owner of the shops and he said, yes, that's fine. I can borrow the key and we'll just decorate the shops for Christmas. And so, and then I've forgotten what I was looking at about a month ago. Might have been just Facebook or something, and it just reminded me, oh, Remembrance Day is coming up. And, I've got an empty shop and I've got keys. So, yeah, I just thought, well, why not do a Remembrance Day display? So then I thought, oh, I'll start knitting poppies. Ha, ha, ha. One takes me about an hour to do and I'm no good at crocheting.
Oh, wow.
I thought, oh, well, if I do one every day, I might be able to do something. And then I thought I'll just make some silhouettes and stuff like that because I had some core flute. And so I thought, well, I'll ask, because I knew there was a few crafty people around Strath. I thought, well, I'll ask for poppies. Maybe I won't get many, but at least I can scatter them around or something. So I went on with that and made the silhouettes and everything. I thought, oh, yes, that'll look good there. And then I thought I should really raise some money for legacy or something. So I thought, well, I wonder if RSL would help out with giving me a tin. So then I went to there and they said, oh, what would you like? You know, would you like this and like that? And I thought, I didn't think that they'd let me have anything, but they were just handing me all this amazing stuff that the memorabilia just to put in the windows to show people. So that's sort of how it all got together. And then when I went to do the windows, the idea in my head didn't quite work. So, and I had so much stuff, I thought, well, I'll spread it over two windows. And I've got a collection tin and I've put some pins on the back of some of the poppies and I've got hedges and hedges of rosemary. So I'm going to chop off the tops of that and they can donate money to take a sprig of rosemary. And I also made up some poppy badges, which is pink and purple as well. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, hopefully everything will get money raised for legacy.
And you're at Dawson Street today where people can buy those poppy badges and rosemary?
That's right, yes. I'm in the doorway between the two windows that are decorated. And, yeah, I'll just see how I go with the supplies and stay as long as I can.
And you must be so heartened with the community, you know, how people really rally together when you create an opportunity, right?
Oh, yes. The Christmas windows are coming together because I've got, I just put a call out saying anyone like to decorate the windows. And also we got some Christmas wooden Christmas trees from the council. And a friend of mine, Leonie, is organising all that. So we've got community groups painting Christmas trees and they're going to decorate the windows of the Dawson Street shop as well. And that'll all happen in December. And then I thought, well, what about the businesses need a bit of, you know, to get people to shop local? So I've created an advent calendar for them.
Excellent. How can we find that?
There's a Facebook group called Christmas Where the Angus Flows 2020. And that will be sort of advertising all of that on as we get closer to December. And the actual advent calendar will be in the window of the Dawson Street shop. So each day a thing would be turned over, a decoration would be turned over, and one particular shop that day will be having an offer, which might be free coffee or 10% off this or, you know, free gift or whatever they've decided to do. And I'll be advertising that a bit more in closer to December.
And we can follow some of the goings-on and what you're up to on the Strath Local Facebook group?
Yep, Strath Strath local business page is, and then there's their Strath Shop and Chat, which is a private group for all the, it's about 1,800 people on Strath Shop and Chat, and that's basically a community group.
Great. Well, all the best, and I hope it goes well today. Thanks so much for your time today, Linda Mundy.
Terrific. Thanks very much.